Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Pointing at me because we're live.
See,
we finally are live. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the official podcast of the 2021 Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, To Drink Minimum. The man standing in front of me is comedy legend and lingerie enthusiast, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward, and I'm too hot for this year's calendar.
Yeah, they said no, only mutants this year.
Exactly.
Mutants exactly. Haven't had a fair shake.
Exactly. I am Mike Ward, and you can't be in it. Your penthouse, you lost too much weight.
Yeah.
We want the 2015 penthouse.
Yeah, that's what they're looking for.
But this guy can still get in.
Poseidon's in the running, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo! This year, all of their models are going to be like when Kramer was on the runway. Remember Cosmo Kramer in Seinfeld when he was doing a fashion show with his underwear?
It's almost like life has become a parody.
Yeah.
Remember when, like, you were an ugly person and you could watch, like, Sports Illustrated, the swimsuit issue, and go, I'm too ugly to be in that. And now that doesn't exist anymore.
And I don't like how the rules are changing, too. I think things are too inclusive. Because back in the day, Victoria's Secret used to be, what is she wearing under her clothes? Now the secret is a penis.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Did you see that trans from New Zealand that's going to be at the Olympics?
I only heard people keep talking to me about it, but if this is what I said, I haven't heard anything. I don't know if the women in the Olympics that are weightlifting have a problem with it. If they don't have a problem with it, I'm not going to say anything. It's none of my business.
You know what's weird though? I realized how I think about this is I have no problem with it if it's a trans lady from my country, because that means we're
going to win all the medals. Yeah, but because it's New Zealand, you're like, hey, what the fuck?
And this guy too, like, when this woman, when she was a dude, she was she had the New Zealand record for weightlifting
as a man.
So she was a record holding man, and now she's going into a sport as a woman. She's gonna fucking wipe everyone's.
Poseidon, bring up the odds on my bookie. I'm betting the house. Gold medal all the way. Jesus Christ, Mike. I'm putting $10,000 on this guy. This is going to be crazy.
God damn.
Yeah, this is when we bet. When it's a sure thing.
Man, you bet $1,000?
They probably know, though. The odds are probably...
in his favor?
Her favor. Now, no, no, no. It's not a woman that turned into a man. Now it's a man that went into the women's Olympics. Yeah.
Okay.
So and was already dominant weightlifter as a man.
Oh,
gonna destroy.
Shit.
Oh, he's gonna rattle those women, bro.
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna bamboozle them, bro. He's gonna walk in there fucking.
You know what would be amazing too? If after the Olympics, he just goes back to being a dude.
For real? If that kind of trolling.
I would love that.
I would buy the t-shirt. I'd be representing.
Yeah.
I'd make him an official sponsor.
Yeah, because he
that's
was
the best troll move ever.
He had the record, the New Zealand record for deadlift or whatever. But as a man, he couldn't compete internationally.
Why?
Because he wasn't good enough.
Oh, he was good enough in New Zealand, but not for like real countries.
Because New Zealand is big, like, you know, it's not even Montreal, right?
Yeah,
it's super small. So he was like the toughest guy in Montreal, and now, but he's the toughest woman.
Now he's going to be the toughest woman in Tokyo.
Yeah. And if he loses that, I want him to become a child or say he's retarded.
Oh, yeah.
I want him at the Special Olympics.
Oh, to just try every... Oh, my God. Like,
what's the matter? I'm a woman.
That would be such a good story because there was a guy who did that in soccer almost years ago. There was a... Poseidon, can you bring him up? I forgot his name, but there was a soccer player that I think he played for... I don't know. He signed for how many big teams, but I think he's played... maybe not even full three full matches his whole career.
Yeah, he like faked injuries
every
and shit.
Time he sucked, but they would just amp him up. This was before the internet age.
Okay, hold
on. So they're like, we're gonna sign him in this Italian club. We're in this, and he'd go around the world, you know, and he'd take a couple, they'd put him in, he'd take a run. Ah, my ankle. My ankle. He was collecting. This guy never played, and he's like, "You guys never got to see me. I'm telling you, I was amazing. If I had played, and he never played.
Oh, that's fucking.
Do you remember his name at all?
No, it was a cool name, but I don't remember. Klaus Klan. What the fuck was his name? But if you type in soccer player scam, never played something, you'll find him.
Google soccer Klaus. Player piece of shit.
Yeah. Dude, it's fucking hilarious. My buddy Vieron first. Told me about him.
Carlos Kaiser.
Kaiser. That's
for
it, the German
26 thing. Years.
He did that for... God damn. How old was he at the end?
Look, 1 year, 2 year, shame on me.
Yeah.
26 years, shame on everyone
but
else.
Then again, like before the internet, all you need is a good dye job, right? Because you show up and then they're like, that guy with jet black hair looks very young. And then... They're like, isn't he? He's a little wrinkled for a 23-year-old.
God damn. For 26 years, Carlos Kaiser managed to fraud his way into a professional soccer career in Brazil and around the world.
And Brazil, they know soccer. Like that's not like fucking playing soccer in New Zealand.
Living the high life, Kaiser became a celebrity. He was a TV personality, partying in Rio de Janeiro's best places, and he was a friend to the stars.
Like this guy, wait till you see him. Wow. This guy is incredible. I've heard stories about him, but everyone just heard stories of his skills. But they'd put him on, he'd be like, all right. And he'd get on me, my back. All right, take me out, my back. And they all fell for it for years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck, life before the internet was way better.
It's like that guy who sold the Eiffel Tower twice.
I don't know if that's real. Is that real?
Hold on.
Because I can't tell anymore with his urban legends and what's real or not. Because he told me there was a man who didn't own the Eiffel Tower.
Victor Lustig.
And he sold it twice.
Con artist, yeah. The man who sold the Eiffel Tower twice.
Tell me. Who did he sell it to?
He was a highly skilled con artist from... I'm gonna get to that.
A fake soccer player.
From Austria-Hungary. Imagine it all ties in. Who undertook a criminal career that involved conducting scams across Europe and the United States during the early 20th century. He died in 1947.
Or so he says.
Yeah.
It's true. He's a con artist.
Yeah,
hold on.
He died right before going to jail.
Such a sad, sad turn of events.
Yeah, and someone stole all his money.
Yeah. Count. He was called a count.
He was a count. That's
was
impressive.
He a real count or he just faked that?
He probably faked it.
Because if you're a con artist, like if I was a modern day con artist, after a week I'd be Dr. Mike Ward.
Yeah. If you're a con artist, I like that. He's like, count 1, 2, 3, 4 times I sell the Eiffel Tower.
Okay.
Who did he sell it to?
46 years old at the time, was America's most dangerous con man.
Who are the idiots that bought it twice?
I'm trying to find it. Hold on. Was captured after... Oh, in Paris, he had sold the Eiffel Tower in an audacious confidence game. Not once, but twice. But it doesn't say to who.
Oh, they're trying to protect the innocent.
Like, who buys the Eiffel Tower? So you're going to buy that and then get someone to ship it to you?
Yeah, who buys... Like, I mean, even if you're there, if you're French... You're like, I'm thinking of getting a new apartment. And your wife's like, don't spend the money on anything stupid. And he comes back, you're never going to believe this deal. We own the Eiffel Tower. Get out. Like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, I guess there's a little room.
Well, all you have
not to live, though.
Imagine
going up and down all the time.
Every time you take a shit, it just splooches down from the...
Yeah, it would just be covered in shit on the bottom.
All you'd have to find, though, is back in those days, is a millionaire with a ginormous fucking ego.
And a fake contract, which was probably easy to do back then.
Yeah.
When was this?
This was in the early 1900s.
Yeah, and then tell him, I just sold one to that other guy. It's a bit smaller, though.
Could you imagine in that time, if you had a time machine... Any time before the Second World War or after the Second World War would be the best time.
Yeah.
Because after the Second World War, nobody wants to fight. They're all tired.
Nah.
And you would con the shit because you'd know everything.
Yeah.
What he probably did too was just stand next to it. And then when someone rich, I'd go, that's amazing. Yeah, I know. I make those. What? I make those. Yeah, I sell them.
Oh, yeah. I recently fell into this. It was my grandfather's.
That's a prefab.
Yeah. That's a prefab. You should see the one in Egypt.
Yeah.
In Egypt, really? Yeah.
God damn. That's wild. That's a wild life. But he was in jail for 20 years.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
He should have. He didn't have a get a jail free card.
No, you know what he got.
He should have sold the prison.
He got caught, I think, with a counterfeit check or something like that.
That would have been amazing if he got caught with a counterfeit Eiffel Tower,
like a small one. Like he did that whole bit of, oh, you're buying the Eiffel Tower, yeah, for $1 million, and he'd give them that. Yeah. Thank you for visiting Paris.
God damn.
That, but that's like scams people would do in the 90s.
Yeah, but there's still shit like this that happens. Like people have sold, like the it says PlayStation 5, but it's just the box, and then at the bottom it writes in small, beware, this is only the box, not an actual PlayStation 5.
Yeah, they used to do that on eBay, and then eBay had to crack down because people lose their shit. They would buy just the empty box of the like the PlayStation, the Xbox, or the Xbox they did it, Xbox box, and people wouldn't notice the two boxes, and they would just sell them the box. Like $600-$700. Yeah, we're not smart as a society. We're not that smart.
We're not la creme de la creme of intelligence.
I get the Xbox box thing that you think it's a mistake.
Yeah,
but a PlayStation station is weird.
No, PlayStation box. Yeah. You're like, of course I want it in the box. Like you, because you're thinking what you want to think is real. You're like, I'm getting it so cheap.
Yeah,
and you get fucked over. It's all gypsy games, but on the internet.
Yeah.
These are all different variations of the Nigerian scams.
Oh, there was one guy was genius. What he did was he goes, it's compact clothing dryer. And basically what he did, he had, you know, the wire that they hang up in the lanes?
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, he took that and he basically wrapped it in itself. And then he would ship those out because he didn't lie.
I mean, that is a compact clothing wire.
Yeah, or a compact washing dryer, compact dryer or something.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, some shit like that. And then he would roll it up, and then he would send it to them. And he goes, yeah, it's compact, but you unfold it, and, you know, or like without electricity or some shit. Like, yeah.
But some people don't even think. Like, this morning I got an email that the headline, the subject was Canada Revenue check or something like that. Like, they gave money. But then the whole text was written in like Spanish or something.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's, you said Canada Revenue. Why would they send me a Spanish fucking email? They don't even try hard enough.
Yeah.
Or if it's in English, you have to look a lot of misspellings.
Yeah. And even you'll get phone calls from Revenue Canada.
Yeah, but they're all Indian.
Yeah. And sometimes too, the area code is in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So you're like, why would an Indian dude in New Jersey work for Revenue Canada? Are things that fucking bad?
Yeah.
That Canada's like, look, no one wants to work here anymore.
Yeah, we're hiring people from... It doesn't make any sense, but a lot of people fall for it.
Yeah.
They make a lot of money off these scams, apparently, because they keep them up and running. But I guess it's cheaper to run stuff down there.
And I think, too, those scams, like in the old days, you had to... It was tough to scam someone. You had to go, like, one person at a time and lie to them. Whereas now, you just fucking send out your stupid message to everyone.
And see who bites.
Yeah, and there's dummies everywhere.
And there's no refunds for that, right? Your credit card, Poseidon, isn't going to refund you if you're too stupid?
Look, if it's way too stupid, and they can kind of say, like, you did it on purpose.
They won't.
They won't. But if it was, like, elaborate...
If it's, but a lot of these, like, I am Canada service agent, send me $5,000, no CIA phone call. And you're like, all right, just take the money. That's stupid. Yeah, they shouldn't give you your money back.
Revenue Canada told me I had to send money via Western Union.
Yeah, so that the CIA doesn't arrest me and my grandchildren. What's illogical about that?
But like what happened to me was I guess somebody got my PIN or something of my bank card.
Oh, really?
And they were charging me every month.
They guessed 0000?
Basically.
That's a good guess. Were they doing that? Or is it possible that they had copied your card and then they were just tapping it?
No, because what happened was they put it as a monthly bill. Because if you, let's say you're a scammer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to basically pass without being realized.
Instead of stealing $1 million from one person, you steal a dollar from 1 million people.
Basically. You know, so it was a recurring bill and it passed for like 3 months or some shit. It was like $40, XRM sport company down in the US. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I noticed it for the first time. And I called, it was a fraudulent transaction. So they refunded me the money.
How much was it?
Like $120.
That's noticeable though. They I feel like they overshot.
$40, yeah. If it was less.
You said 120, no?
Yeah, over 3 months though. Yeah.
Okay. Still $40.
$9.99, you wouldn't notice.
Yeah, I noticed a dollar charge that I'm too lazy to call the bank for because it said they charged me a dollar for back item investigation or some shit. And I was like, why would you charge me a dollar to look at my, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I'm too lazy to call for a dollar.
Yeah, but if somebody charged like $5 for like a random monthly bill, nobody would look at that.
Yeah, nobody. You're too busy with your everyday life.
Yeah. People wouldn't inquire. That's actually very smart.
It's hard to do.
No, not that difficult.
You need a lot of cards in order to make it worth your while. You're not going to retire on $40 a month.
Oh, you'd be surprised though.
People can retire on $40 a month?
Yeah. No. Like, I mean, like how easy
it is. If you don't go out.
No, how easy it is.
You don't go out, you learn how to cook.
In the sewers.
Yeah.
How easy
you can use oil from the sewers.
So oh, yeah, that's true. Grease. That. Yeah. Sewer grease. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you find dead animals on the side of the road. Rats. So free food.
I saw a dead animal. Someone ran over like a dog or a big squirrel. I don't know what it was in the morning. Right in front of his building.
Mm. God damn.
And then by the end of the day, it was like flattened. Like no one was like, nobody avoids it. They just don't give a fuck. Because when I passed by, it had gotten hit and it was dead. But I was avoiding it, you know?
Yeah.
But then people just didn't give a fuck. And it was just, and you could avoid it easily. People were going tire to thing and they were just flat. It was fucking crazy. People don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah, no.
I heard the times are tough for you. You're selling your car.
Yeah. Fucking, yeah. A couple of years ago, Jan that does Suzekut, I was getting rid of my BMW. In those days, it was worth like $8,000 or $9,000, but it needed a bit of work. So I told Jan, I was like, look, I'll give it to you for $2,000. So a $9,000 car, he got it for $2,000. He drove it for 5 or 6 years. He didn't fix anything.
Sounds like him.
Yeah. And then, well, he kind of, like, there were even dents in it that were super easy to fix. He didn't get them fixed. And now he's trying to sell it. He put an ad out. He's asking $2,500. So he's asking $500 more than what he paid for 5 years ago. And in the ad, all he does is talk about me. So it's, this car used to belong to Mike Ward. You can sit where Mike Ward sat, blah, blah, blah.
He got blown in the backseat numerous times.
Yeah.
I know. That's how I got a raise.
Yeah. he had a bunch of jokes in the description, and some of them were good, but one of them was, and there's a key scratch on the side of the car, like someone whose wife just caught him cheating. So I was like, what are you fucking saying that my wife keeps?
Yeah. You're creating a whole backstory.
Yeah, I was like, you're the one that got the fucking car keyed. But anyway, so he put that out. Yeah. And then I thought it was just funny. But now two fucking blogs wrote about it. One of them just wrote, ha, 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 look at this stupid ad. But another one was like, look at Mike Ward trying to fucking sell his piece of shit car for $2,500.
They're so stupid. Yeah. They don't read the ad.
No. And the second guy didn't show the ad. He just showed pictures of the car. So then people like in the comments are all going to be like, that fucking dick.
What a bunch of fucking idiots.
Well, when I first saw it, it was brand new. So there was just one comment. But the guy was like, that's not worth $2,500. Quit begging for money,
Mike.
And I was like, ah, you fucking dick. I'm not begging for money.
I'm not even, it's not even my car. You're like in Seinfeld. Remember when Costanza and Kramer, John Voight's car?
Yeah.
Because it had John Voight's pencil, I think. He had bitten it. You remember that? It's kind of the same thing. They're like, it's a different John Voight. Yeah. John Voight the dentist?
I might do this. I've actually seen other people like on Kijiji using my name, saying this car used to belong to Mike Ward.
It's really?
Happened twice.
And it's not real.
And both times it wasn't real. So both times I... Like Kijiji, you can't like write a comment, but for Marketplace, you can. So I'd just add a comment. I'd go, I've never been in this car.
Oh,
but
wow.
I might do that for Jan's car, even though it was mine. I'll go, I've never seen this car.
I don't even know this man.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah.
Wait, I don't understand. Yeah, the value of cars in Montreal go up if you say Mike Ward owned it.
Yeah, apparently.
That's hilarious. You're known as a very good driver who takes care of his vehicles.
Exactly.
That's what when you're selling your car, like, but did Mike Ward own it? That's all I need to know. Was it inspected properly? That's such a weird thing.
And it's not like a, it's not a car that's like a classic car. I get that you'd want to buy it. Like if you like
Mike Ward's
comic,
Porsche.
Yeah, I'd like a convertible or a sports car, or, but it's an old SUV. Like it's a soccer mom SUV. Yeah.
But Mike Ward owned it.
Yeah, Mike Ward was that soccer mom.
You think he already sold it?
No, he definitely didn't sell
it. You think he's asking for too much?
He's asking for way too much.
Wait, he paid $2,000 for it?
He paid for $2,000 for it 5 years ago.
He's a greedy cocksucker.
Yeah.
Fucking Jan's hilarious.
Yeah.
But you know why I think he did it? Because he wants to negotiate to about $1,500.
But he wrote...
non-negotiable?
His name is Yann Theriault, no négociable. So he wrote non-negotiable
as
in
his name.
So I don't think he wants to negotiate.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's crazy. It's just at least sell it for $2,000. What you got?
Yeah, exactly.
Zero. You don't lose any
even
money.
Even $2,000 is being greedy.
Yeah.
You sell it for the same price you bought it. That's insane.
Yeah.
But it's because he just bought a house. So
he doesn't need it?
He needs money.
But doesn't he also need a car?
Yeah, but he has another car.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't need two cars.
Yeah.
Where do you buy the house? Is he living far away?
He bought it the same little town that I have my country house.
Oh, shit. So he's he lives there full time?
No, that's going to be like his sort of country house.
Okay, because I was like, Jesus Christ, now he left far. Everyone's going away.
I was really happy about that, though, when he bought the country house. Because when I started doing Suzy Kut, I remember the first year we were doing it, Jan was working hard and he was doing a good job. And I was like, fuck, I can't wait for Jan to make enough money so that he can pay his bills with this. Cause he used to have a real job. And then he eventually started paying his bills. And now he bought a fucking summer house. And I was like, God damn, I'm paying him too much.
Yeah. Then you're like, look, we have to have a talk, Jan.
Yeah.
I found a little Indian boy that could do this job for half the price from India. No, that's good, though. That's success. But all these podcasts, we talked about before the show, everything's growing, everything's exploding.
Yeah.
There's a lot of opportunity in the future. And
you're going to be, it's
not official. It's going to be official. Okay. I got the text today as well. But until it's signed, maybe they want to say it. So I don't want to say anything.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. News is coming. That's it.
But,
it's so funny. We set it up. Everybody's like, oh, what's happening? No, but there's something to expect, at least for the French-speaking community.
Perfect.
So there's something there. Yeah, but the podcasts are all doing well.
Yeah.
Everything's growing, and we're having so much fun here, too, with this guy, with the intellectuals. And I saw that you went on Sans Commentaire with our boys, Jacob and Emile.
Jacob and Emile.
I told you, they're talented. Yeah. They're fun.
And Emil was so funny. He tweeted out. He was like, Mike Ward trying to get in with the ethnic crowd.
So they don't look at what he did, why he's in court. The best. Yeah, he's fucking hilarious. Dude, they're funny guys.
Yeah, they were both amazing. It took me, fuck though. It was since I'm on the South Shore.
Oh yeah, they're past Montreal. They're on another island.
And I'm like South Shore, kind of East South Shore, and they're West North Shore.
Yeah.
So it took me, like, I looked the night before.
No traffic?
Yeah, and it was 35 minutes. So I was like, okay, it'll take 50 or maybe an hour. And it took an hour 45.
Oh, that's absurd.
Yeah.
So 4 hours on the road that day almost.
Yeah. Well, to come back, it was good.
Okay.
There was no more traffic. But it took me an hour and 45 minutes.
Well, God, Saturday for your show, me and him freaked the fuck out. We left really early because, just to get there as early as we can. They literally blocked off, like, through Park X, you couldn't get on the highway. They blocked off the highway if you're coming in from Park X.
Really?
Yeah, so we had to go through TMR, went through other neighborhoods, and we got on DeCary, where the Walmart is. There was this whole pileup because cars were trying to get on the highway. They couldn't, so they had to get redirected. And the entire, you can't get on the 40. It's crazy.
Yeah, I hate the 40.
Yeah, it's always fucked up.
Especially 40s. That entrance.
Yeah. That's why I made it 10 minutes before the show started. I was fucking nervous as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were fun shows.
Those are fun shows, and fuck, man. Yeah. The theater, what they did to, like, make it safe for COVID or whatever the fuck.
And feel like it's a real show.
Yeah, it was very, very good. It looked nice. The people had fun.
Yeah, they just took out seats. Like every other theater show I've done, there's one show I did that was so fucking stupid. To make it look full, every seat that was empty because of COVID, they put a drawing of a face. So when you're on stage, all you see is people, but then you go to do crowd work to someone, and then halfway through the question, you realize, I'm talking to a fucking drawing.
No!
It was fucking horrible. It was just weird. It was just weird.
Why don't you laugh at any of my jokes? Yeah. Why are you here? Get this guy out of here. Get him out of here.
Security!
But yeah, this weekend at the Zestrant, they just took out the seats.
Yeah.
Which makes... It sounds weird when you hear that.
Oh, it looked amazing.
But when you see it, it's... And everyone has a aisle seat. Seat,
yeah,
which is the best, right?
You know what it reminded me of? The VIP cinema at the Zestrant.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever been there?
Yeah.
Oh. It's all separate.
Yeah, I fucking love that. I love
it. That was the dude, and it was so far, but I've been there. I think we've seen three movies in total over there, three or four movies. What an experience.
Yeah.
Just my friends, everybody, we have our own little section.
I don't know if they've ever done that here, but in Florida, I used to always go see the UFC at the cinema like that. So you have fucking a fight.
They could do that here too. They do it at the theater.
It's amazing. It's so much better watching UFC
instead of a bar.
Yeah, especially like in a place like where they serve alcohol.
Yeah, like the VIP.
Yeah,
but in a regular cinema, it must be weird.
Regular cinema must be garbage. You're there with your popcorn.
And the VIP cinema wasn't more expensive. How much was it?
Oh, $4 more.
Yeah, it wasn't because
more.
I thought it was gonna be like $40 a ticket, but it was like $16 or something. I was like, oh, that's worth it. Now Poseidon, I don't know what the prices are doing. I don't even know if you're allowed to go anymore. What are the rules? Are the theaters open?
Yeah, they're open. And I remember at first they weren't allowed serving popcorn. Now they're allowed serving popcorn.
Popcorn. Oh. Wait. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I did a Sid's room on Friday. It was packed. It was fun. Everything's opening up. The Bordel's already open.
Yeah.
The Nest is opening up. They texted me for some dates in July.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, things are... nature's healing itself. Yeah.
Perfect.
Also, by the way, did you guys know there's movie theaters with beds?
Like the porno theater?
Porno theater?
No. Like legit. Like actual movie theaters where you go watch a movie and then, but it's beds.
Michael Jackson's house?
Yeah.
Didn't he have that? Michael Jackson had that in his little fun room.
Yeah, he did.
No. But look, like I'm putting it up for people.
And
right
you
now.
Get in, you get into his fun room through a closet. Like you walk into a closet, but it has a back door, and you get it. It was all. Yeah, and then there's a monkey guarding the door.
The price of admission is having nightmares for the rest of your life.
Yeah. God. Yeah, but in South Korea they have it. And
the room is called Tiny Assholes. Doesn't give it away, Jesus though.
Korea is the best.
Yeah.
So that's an actual business. What? God damn these fucking lazy Koreans that wanted to. They're too lazy to fuck their girls on the first date. So like, let's go see a movie.
But wait, are you in the, so this is my question. Are you in kind of like, you know, karaoke, you have your own room, or is it a giant theater and there's different beds?
So
it must look like a concentration camp.
Yeah, if there's just different beds.
So you know how the VIP was?
Yeah.
Like that, both beds.
Okay, that's weird because you know someone's going to be getting at the minimum a hand job.
Yeah, everyone's getting a blowjob.
Imagine here clapping, bro, and you're like, hey, wait a minute, the movie's not done.
Yeah,
bro,
why are you clapping? Tack, someone's banging, yeah. And he's like, turn around.
You get like wet stuff on you. You're like, shit.
Look at the screen, you pervert.
Because there's no other reason to go in that theater.
No.
Right? Because watching a movie lying down, you're like, this is
this is great.
Yeah.
No, but like you could like tilt it, I guess. Like you have pillows
it's
and
like
shit.
But
that must be disgusting. I would never...
Yeah, because you're lying down someone else's bed at that point.
And they don't change the sheets.
No.
Yeah.
The late show, the sheets are sticky.
Imagine when you go to the hotel, they don't change the whatever, the duvet, the thing, the top sheet.
Not
the top sheet, but the comforter.
Yeah, that's what they're
changing. So if they're not changing it at a hotel that you're paying $200 a night, a fucking movie theater that you're paying $7.
Maybe they don't know people are having sex because it's in Korea, right? So even if a guy walks in during the movie, he just sees blurry stuff. He just sees pixelated graphics. He's like, there's nothing going on there. It's a cool concept, but only if it was individualized.
Yeah.
And I think the price has to be really high.
Yeah.
So you can avoid high schoolers going in to bang.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was in high school, in at the Sphere Tech, people were getting hand jobs, blow jobs during movies. And during sold out movies.
Yeah.
At the last row in the back, yeah. They used to put their winter jackets over them and stuff, man.
Yeah. One of the best blowjobs I've ever had in my life, and it's weird how I remember this blowjob.
Was in a Korean movie theater.
No, it was in high school in a theater. And I think the reason why it was so good is the girl was eating popcorn right before. So when she'd blow me, there was kind of salt in her mouth. So it kind of burnt at the same time. So it felt like it hurt, but it felt really good. And plus, like, I was 17, so I hadn't had that many blowjobs in my life. So it was just, it was the best. I was like, God damn. I even think of that blowjob.
Yeah, now it's back in your head.
Yeah.
And your wife's gonna be like, why do you keep giving me popcorn? No reason.
Yeah. You know, like they used to do, I don't know if people actually did this or it was just like in sketches or movies, that the guy had cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn
thing.
And then you put your dick in and then the girl grabs your dick. But the salt would fucking kill your dick.
Yeah, but all of that would be weird if you're not really prepared. Because even if, like, let's say the pizza box thing.
Yeah.
What if someone else answers the door?
Yeah.
The second they grab that box, you're done.
Yeah.
There's a dick in this box.
But they should, movie theaters here should be allowed to, I think they're open now.
Look, they should be, because I've done shows at bars and people are close together and all that. The Bell Center, people are going, they're having all the, like, they should be open.
Yeah. The Guzzo guy, you know, the guy that was, he was a dragon or whatever.
Yeah. Shark? He's his thing is right here.
Yeah. He opened up again, but when you go on his website, he has the shittiest movies. Great, because the big Hollywood movies are going straight to...
And I heard he got into a fight. He was trying to sue Netflix.
Yeah, well, he started a Guzzo Netflix.
Oh, God.
And it's the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, God.
It's like movies that if they were on TV, you'd break your TV. Like, it's movies that are so bad that if you only had two channels on...
You wouldn't watch them.
You'd say, fuck it, I'm going to read a book.
And these are movies that he paid the rights to be able to have, right?
I think he got them for free, though.
Can I say something? You know where, because he has money, you know where he could make money? If he would invest in a production company, get some good writers, actors, you know, from Canada, and produce his own films, and then distribute them. He already has free distribution in his theaters.
Yeah.
To make, that would be a good idea. Mm. Yeah. But a lot of people, they go half the step, and then they stop.
Yeah.
Like, people who are entertaining that want to start a podcast, I'm like, shit, you should start a podcast. And they're like, I'm doing it, bro. And then their podcast is them with their earbud microphone.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, man, just go the extra mile. You're entertaining.
Yeah. This Guzzo guy, he did produce, I think, one or two movies, but in French. And the worst, like, he put no money in. Like, I think he's cheap.
Yeah, it sounds like. No, you have to invest if you want, yeah.
One of the movies he produced, it's the worst fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. The opening sequence, they hadn't filmed it, I guess. So you hear, like, it's a family going to their summer chalet or whatever. So it's just a car with a drone filming it. And then you hear the actors talking, but for like 6 minutes with just seeing a car driving.
It's kind of like The Shining, but different.
Yeah. And you hear, like, one of the times the guy talks, you hear the page turn. Because it's the best fucking. It was so bad. It was just really bad.
At that point, don't you just cut your losses and be like, I'm not releasing this?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Some people don't care. Like, that's when, like, you know how you go to restaurants sometimes and it's disgusting?
Yeah.
And you go...
I walk out all the time.
Shouldn't the owner fucking care? Like, it's your restaurant. Shouldn't you be ashamed of selling shitty food?
Yeah.
Right? And you're going to make more money selling good food.
Yeah, you can get return customers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, people are just going to keep coming and everything. Yeah,
especially at your restaurant.
I never get that whenever I see people that don't, like, fucking try. Like, you have a business and you're just fucking half-assing it.
Just give it a go. That's what I ask. If you put effort into it, people will come.
Yeah. And then if it doesn't work, burn it down, collect the insurance.
And at least you tried. You know what the outcome is.
Exactly.
You're not spending your whole life thinking, imagine if I had washed some forks.
Yeah.
Maybe I would have made some money. Besides, you look super into it. What's going on?
Oh, because I googled Guzzo's streaming service.
Is it bad?
Oh, and it's pathetic.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Fuck, bro.
Can I just say some of the names of the movies?
Sure.
The Curse of Bigfoot.
Okay, that actually sounds cool.
It looks terrible, though.
Who's in it? De Niro?
Sounds like a Mark Wahlberg type of film.
It's not The Rock, but that, there is a Rock.
Yeah, imagine that would be a great tagline.
Well, this thing looks terrible, rock. Bro. It came out in 1975.
The lowercase rock.
And it's 1970. How much does it cost to be a member of?
Wait, it came out in 1975?
Yeah.
He must have fought hard for those rights.
Hold on. There was a I'm bidding war. I'm bringing it up
for people. Director Dave Flocker, actress Bob.
Mother Flocker.
Klimeyer, Jan Swihart, Bill Simonson. Why does this Bill Simonson? Like
yeah, Simonson, I think.
Yeah. You can't. The best part is you're making fun of their names and you can't read
it. And the lady's name was Flockhart. Oh. Flockhart?
Flockhart?
These people have stupid names. Yeah.
What's this? David? You mean David? Whatever.
But it just looks ridiculous. I don't know.
Well, it was. What
else? Candy.
Like he sells candy?
No. The movie there with the blonde broad and the...
Is that a famous movie?
Who's in it? Hold on. I'm clicking on it.
Robert De Niro.
I just want to see
What's that blonde? Marlon Brando was in it. But what's that blonde chick's name? Oh. She's like... she's going through like different scenarios. It's very weird. It's a very Goldie strange Hunt? Movie.
Well, aren't you on the film? What does it say?
Yeah.
Candy Christian, an innocent high schooler, encounters numerous colorful...
No, no, her real name. The actress.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, but doesn't it say starring
David Lockhart?
It says a lot of names.
But generally the biggest star is in the first 40.
Yeah, especially the the woman starring in it.
It'd be amazing if fucking...
We've stumped him.
Guzzo's streaming service, he names the extras first. Mrs. Richardson.
Ewa Allen, I think. Yeah, Ewa Allen.
Ewa Allen. What the fuck is that?
She was super famous.
Yeah, never.
Super famous.
She's a Swedish former actress.
She was a Swedish former actress. Poseidon, way to make it obvious that you have no idea what you were talking about. You and that really famous chick, he saw a blonde girl and then he started to make a story up, didn't you?
Ewa.
You did, eh? Look at him. Look at him. He lied. Yeah. You fucking bullshit. Hold on. Did you really think we're going to be impressed? Wow, he knows.
No.
He knows Ewa Consuela, whatever the fuck.
No, I don't know why.
What year is this movie from?
1957.
1968.
Get the fuck out of here.
You were fucking.
You weren't even born.
Like, she's super hot. And this lady is 100 now.
Yeah. She stopped being hot when you were born, bro. You were born in the 90s.
Yeah, that's true.
She was hot 52 years ago.
Oh, that's the movie where that made me laugh.
No, you never watched that movie.
I watched a bit of it, but
you've watched this movie.
It's too wacky.
I feel like you're lying to us.
No, I swear to God, I tried to watch it.
You've never seen like any movie.
Citizen Kane.
You never saw Die Hard.
Yeah,
Saw Die Hard.
But
Die
he's like, Hard. I've seen Candy. Don't bullshit us. Yeah. Look at him.
Hold on.
You're such a liar. I could see him also. He was doing this. He was reading the synopsis for the side. He's like, I saw him do it too. That's the best part. He's like, and then he thought, how do I say this in my words? But it took too long.
I'm not lying about this.
Did you see Die Hard with who? Bruce Willis? Does he know Ewa?
Does he know Ewa Wallinson? What the fuck is Ewa Wallinson?
Hold on, Ronnie, you're killing me. I've actually seen a part of this movie. There's a scene in it. That's the movie I was talking about where they're in like a plane that's about to take off, and there's like a soldier commander. Basically,
a soldier commander.
Yeah, he's
a one man army.
No. Like he has this platoon and shit, and basically everyone in this movie is trying to bang this chick.
Right.
Okay. That's the scene where I told you like they were being chased by a bunch of Mexicans, and then he goes, "What are they? A bunch of Albanians." There's that scene, and that's
you've never told me that. I don't know about any of this. Never. I think you saw this in a meme. You saw a clip of this movie as a meme?
No, I legit sat down and tried to watch this movie.
When?
A long time ago.
When he went
None of this seems reasonable.
This year, 2020.
Bullshit.
A long time
this year,
ago.
First of all, this year is 2021.
Like,
everything
time
you're
ago.
Saying isn't true.
A long time ago, when? This year, 2017.
No. Yeah, everything he says is a lie. A long time ago, this year, 2020. Yeah. That whole sentence, everything was a lie.
I watched it last month, November 2004.
I legit watched a bit of it, and then I fell asleep or something. And then
are you subscribed on Guzzo's network?
No, it wasn't on Google's net. It was on YouTube or some shit. I swear to God.
I'm trying to go on.
Hold on.
Are you saying that this masterpiece is a co-production Guzzo YouTube? Guzzo, we could probably sell 2 drink minimum to Guzzo's streaming service.
We should see if he wants it. We'll make 1 2-drink minimum a week just shitting on his movies.
And just tell him it's a movie.
Yeah. How much are you willing to pay? Popcorn. We get free popcorn.
But how much does it cost to be a member of his streaming service?
Yeah, how much does it cost?
And what's the address for people to sign up? It probably starts with like GeoCities or GeoSites or
what? .com. It's .com.
No, what does it start with?
freedomain.com/VincentGuzzoMovies.
Hold on, I'm trying to see how much it would cost. Hold on.
Dragonsden.ca.
It'd be funny if streaming service is just on the CBC website.
Oh, $7.
What a fucking ripoff.
That's fucked up, bro.
And I like that you said $7. Like, but it's affordable.
So wait, hold on. $7 a month for movies that Poseidon has apparently watched free on YouTube.
And how many movies does he have? Does he have like 1,000 or like 7?
He has a lot of horror movies.
Horror movies.
What kind?
Horror.
Yeah, name some.
Coming soon, movies from...
Wait, hold on. How is coming spelled?
C-O-M-I-N-G.
Oh, okay, I was wondering, because it could have been just his porn section.
Yeah. No, coming soon, he has Ultime Combat.
Oh, the Ultimate Combat. Is that horror?
No.
You just said horror movies, and you're going to name us some.
Horror movies.
Horror movies, hold on. Bro, I'm trying to click on the movies. It's not even working anymore. What is this book?
It's a good website.
What the fuck?
I hope that this gets us banned from all Guzzo theaters.
A couple of years ago,
there's a movie called The Lost Medallion in English, and then in French, it's Les Aventures de Billy Stone.
Hold on. The Lost Medallion translated to The Adventures of Billy Stone. Yeah, we're not good at translating stuff in French.
Oh, shit.
Only in Quebec, I think, the translations are always wacky completely.
Yeah, in France, it's even worse because they'll change the name of the movie into something else in English. Like Hangover, one time I went to France when Hangover was really big. And in France, it was called Very Bad Trip.
In English?
Yeah,
it was called Very Bad Trip.
Yeah, it was like, avez-vous vu Very Bad Trip? And I was like, what the fuck is Very Bad Trip? And they were like, Very Bad Trip. It's English. What? Very Bad Trip? Yeah, and then they describe it, and I'm like, Hangover? Yeah, oui. And I was like, you fucking dummies. You took something that makes sense in English and ruined it.
Very Bad Trip.
Yeah.
You know Very Bad Trip. But in Greece, they don't do that. In Greece, they keep it in English. Like, I remember I saw Swordfish in the theaters back in the 2000s. Remember Swordfish with, what's her name, Halle Berry?
Oh, yeah, that was a movie.
Yeah, it was a movie.
And a fish.
And what they have is basically it's Swordfish. That's it. And then you go and they have the Greek subtitles. So I was watching it in English.
Oh, that's way better.
Yeah.
That is way better. I don't know. The only reason they do that in Quebec, have like people dubbing it, is because the actors union.
Yeah. I heard.
Yeah.
It's not a bad gig.
It's an amazing
talking over
gig
something
to get.
That makes me laugh.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's an amazing gig to get, but it just makes everything suck.
There's something about Mary. There's two versions, Maria Tupri. Yeah. The Quebec version. Yeah, quelque chose like mode.
Is that what it is for real?
I used to joke about that, but it might be real. I used to joke about that. I thought it was funny. Yeah, quelque chose like mode. I don't know. The bad translations are only... in other countries too, but in Greece, they just keep the English version. And they...
I like going to other countries to see like classic sitcoms in their language. Like watching a Mexican, like Spanish Seinfeld, or like a German Friends.
Like their version of it, not like a dubbed one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sitcom, like in Greece, if I show you sitcoms, it feels so weird, so wacky.
Oh.
No Strings Attached. We're still talking about the names, right?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, No Strings Attached.
We've been talking about geography for the last 18
We've
minutes.
We've covered the entire G7 summit in depth.
We solved every problem with Israel and Palestine.
Yeah, it's now
They're
one country.
Now.
Yeah,
they're friends now.
No, because I have a difficult time concentrating
on
two things at once.
Pazriel.
Yeah, Pazriel.
Except in French, it's a very bad country.
No, because I googled like
it's funny, amazing
funny translations from English movies to French. No strings attached. It's called Sex Friends.
You know what? They're not wrong, though. Yeah. They're not wrong. You are a sex friend.
They want to explain it.
That's why very bad trip is because they don't know what hangover is.
Yeah.
Hold on. What's
usual suspects in French was the handicapped guy did it.
Hold on, bro.
He just gave it away. Yeah. That's the best.
Bro, they have a thing with sex, the French. What's your number? Sex list. In French.
Wait, what's your number? Is sex list?
Yes.
Okay, that's a bit much.
Hold on. Cruel intentions?
Rape.
Sex intentions.
Really? Sex intentions?
Well, wow, these guys gotta get laid.
Fired up? See sex and fun. What is this?
You know what? Sex sells.
See sex?
What the fuck? Step up two. Sexy dance two. What?
Step up. Go look at the Lion King. Animal sex.
Hold on, bro. My mouse isn't fucking
working.
What
was the see sex thing? Was it like C S E?
Fire it up.
S E E or S E A?
S E A, S E A.
Like sex next to the ocean?
You heard the sex on the beach.
Hold on, let me bring
now
it up.
Now it's sexy sea.
Let me bring it up for people, bro, because it's actually fucking hilarious.
Sexy sex.
Hold on.
Fuck says C-sex?
It should be about abortion. Yeah. It should be called C-section. Oh,
if these walls could talk to sex revelations. Hold on. Made in Dagenham. We want sex equality. I'm not making this up.
Is that a real thing?
This is so...
Hold on.
Sex equality.
The in crowd. Sex and manipulations.
This is good.
Yeah. What is this?
I hope Seinfeld is called Sexless Jew.
Hold on. Wild Things. Sex crimes.
What is this?
Well, Wild Things did have some sexy things in it, I guess. Yeah. Sex crimes. That sounds like a NATO film.
Shortcut to happiness. Sexy devil. What is this?
Yo, I love France now. This is hilarious. Yeah. I think they're doing it as a gag.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake, bro. An action movie. Judicial indiscretion. Sex conspiration.
Wait, sex conspiration?
Yeah.
The fuck is that mean?
I don't know.
Sex conspiration. That sounds like something that's illegal. That sounds like what priests do to kids.
Hold on. Not another teen movie. Sex Academy. What is this? Bro.
Wait, what's Police Academy? Sex Academy Police Edition.
Oh my God.
This is retarded.
This is good. We gotta move to France. Wow.
Love, honor, and obey. Gangster sex and karaoke.
Jesus
Christ. 2 drink minimum. 3 people having sex.
Euro trip? They just called it sex trip.
It'd be weird though to call it Euro trip.
Oh, I found the hangover one.
Oh, the hangover? Yeah. What's it?
Yeah, very bad trip. I found
very, very bad trip.
It's the first one without the word sex in it in 15 fucking movies. Bro.
Very bad trip de sex.
The Hangover 2 is very bad sex.
Yeah. Oh, dude, if the Hangover 2 is very bad something with sex, I'd die.
Very bad sex wouldn't sell, though. I don't think.
Yeah, they want very good sex.
Very good sex.
Oh, that's funny. American Hustle, American Bluff. That's the French title.
Just call it American Hustle if you're going to come up with a shitty title. The title can't be worse than the original one.
Yeah.
Hold on, bro. The other guys... Very bad cops.
What's the Passion of the Christ?
I don't know, man.
It sounds like someone's mother describing a movie.
Bro, this is retarded, these names.
Like, it's all like, you know when you can't remember a movie and you're like, what the fuck's a movie with the dumb cops? Two dumb cops.
Yeah, Two Dumb Cops Part 2, that one.
Hold on, Passions? Is it Passions of the
Christ? No, Passion of the Christ. Passion. How funny would it be if it's like, I don't know, Nailed.
Yeah.
Translation, right?
The Sexy Messiah.
Sexy Godchild.
Wait, hold on. Passion of the Christ movie.
Sex on a cross.
Yeah. Too hot for Rome.
Yeah.
That's funny. It's La Vie et la Passion de Jésus-Christ.
Okay, you see, that also bothers me.
They get super religious. They're like, okay, we can call it the slutty police people, but Jesus.
But they added to it. Instead of saying the Passion of the Christ, they said the life and passions of the Christ. But yeah. Why? I don't understand. Why do you feel compelled to change something just to be like, look, I did something? It's like Hunter Biden art.
I don't know, man, but this is hilarious.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Like, Jude Dickey, he works for TVA.
Doesn't he write the subtitles?
No, he edits the movies to make them fit into the two-hour time slot.
And he decides what gets cut?
So he cuts, like, he'll take a fucking classic movie, like a masterpiece, and go, nah, that's bullshit.
Oh, yeah, shit, that's weird.
Yeah, but luckily for him, he never gets masterpieces. He only gets piece of shit movies that TVA buys. But still, he'll have to like cut E.T. Like he'll cut parts out of E.T.
Do you think he ever fucks around? He cuts an important plot point just to fuck people watching on TV. I've never seen it.
I don't know. I told him he should. Like just because I don't think he likes his job.
He should cut the part in E.T. where the alien lands and he meets Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
And just there's no explanation. There's like alien living in the closet. Yeah.
Or he cuts like and he splices it with like the movie Mac and Me.
Which is Mac and Me?
Mac and Me was like the shitty E.T.
I've never seen
like,
that.
Like it's a poor man's E.T.
Oh, I've never watched it.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, and he puts it together like it's one movie? Yeah. That he'd get caught.
Yeah.
But if he could just be like, no, that's what I thought was just an extra scene and he just removes quality plot points, be like, what is happening? I don't understand.
I told him the other day.
He should play Pulp Fiction in a different order.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I have a guy who used to work in a movie theater in Valleyfield. And when in the old days, they used to send movies like they'd sell when it was like on film in three sort of rolls of film. And the guy watched Pulp Fiction, the owner, and he was like, they put them in the wrong order. So he rearranged them.
No. So
the first day, like only for one showing. But still, the first showing, it wasn't the right order. He started with the middle, like he ended with the end, but he started with the middle and then went with the beginning and then went with the end.
That's so fucking weird.
Yeah.
I wonder how it is to watch it. I've never watched Pulp Fiction in a different order.
Yeah.
But apparently it must still be watchable.
Yeah, it must be just as good almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be amazing if it was actually better.
No, I think it's probably better like this because of the surprises.
Yeah, exactly.
But and also it fucks with me too when you see like Travolta die.
Yeah.
But then he's there in the next scene and stuff. And that's when you start figuring out, you're like, because that's how you figure out that it's out of order.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when he dies, you think, okay, this happened right after the first one, makes sense. But then the third one, you're like, wait, why is he alive? And you're like, oh, this is actually before both of them.
Mm.
This is right after he saw the guy at the Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Remember when they were in the, because when he sees him at the bar, Travolta, I think, wasn't he wearing the shorts?
Yeah.
So Travolta had already gone through that whole ordeal.
Yeah. What a good movie.
I'm gonna watch it.
I haven't seen it in... I watched pretty much all of Tarantino's movies
recently,
in the last year, except for Pulp Fiction, because I was like, I know it too much. And now when you were talking about it, I just realized I forgot half of it.
Me too. I want to watch it again. Now, I don't know. You see different perspectives. You know which one I really appreciated? But I do like Kurt Russell a lot. I really liked Hateful Eight. I saw it at the VIP cinema.
Okay.
Yeah. And I didn't normally like Westerns, but there's something about the Hateful Eight that I really liked.
Yeah.
The acting.
Yeah.
I like, what's his name? Clayton Bigsby. What's his name? Clayton Bigsby, the guy who played the Mad Dog. Maddox, I think his name was over there. I like that guy a lot.
The guy with the white hair? Does he have white hair?
No, he doesn't have white hair, but he plays, I think he played a trans in Nip Tuck.
Oh, it's on
the trans guy in Nip Tuck. He's such a good actor, this guy.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I really like him.
He played...
Oh, no, Walton Goggins, I think his name is.
Yeah, He played a trans in Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, Clayton Bigsby is Dave Chappelle's character of the black white supremacist.
Yeah.
Yeah, Walton Goggins, that guy is a fucking good actor. Phenomenal.
He's amazing.
Yeah, I really like that guy.
He's amazing.
There's still some good actors out there, like really good actors.
And he's the type of guy, too, like, he's been in, like, he's had, like, major roles and major things, and you keep forgetting. Like, every time you see him, it's like a new person. That's how good of an actor he is.
Have you seen him in Vice Principals?
Yeah.
That was, so you're like me, you watched all of the shows that they made.
Yeah, Vice Principals, and he's in
He's in Righteous Gemstones. Yeah, it's the same team.
Yeah.
What's his name, the guy?
Danny McBride.
Danny McBride, yeah, I like him. I like him a lot. He makes a lot of good stuff.
He lives in South Carolina now.
Yeah, for a while. You know what he did? He did what was always my dream as a kid. He got successful.
And then moved back home.
Moved back home, and with his friends, he got, because now he knew people in Hollywood.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a shit about what's happening politically. He makes movies he likes. He liked Halloween. They remade, you know, Blumhouse. They're doing the new Halloweens, which are nice. He writes these comedy shows, and he gets together with his friends, and they make them.
Yeah.
And they're on whatever they are, Crave, HBO. Yeah. He's just having fun.
One of his movies is on Guto.
Yeah.
Was it?
That'd be, you know what would be amazing? Because Guto is like, since he's one of the dragons, technically he's probably worth, what, at least 40 million to be a dragon, right?
No, I heard something about, fuck, someone told me this about him. So
it was George, I think.
Someone told me that when you start, apparently him and one of the other guys, they didn't, basically when you start, you have to try to buy ideas. It's Shark Tank. Why didn't they call it Shark Tank Canada, by the way? Why did they have to call it
Dragon's Den? The real name is Dragon's Den. And then when the Americans bought the
they called it Shark Tank.
They changed the name.
But anyways, what they did is they gave him, they go, we'll give you the first million or something, and you're playing with our money, the show's money.
Oh, really?
So yeah, when he's like, 800,000 for here, it's not his money. And then after, if you want, you can add your own money.
After, it's his. Oh, okay, so that's why they don't invest in a lot of things if they're not rich for real. Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck. Because it would be amazing, like, if he was, like, I don't know how rich he is, but if he was, just for the hell of it, like, if he heard us talking shit about his platform, and he was like, fuck it, I'm going to buy something big. Like, I'm buying Chappelle's next special.
Oh, like, if he had that kind of money?
Yeah, like, if he was like, look, I'm worth $30 million, I'll give $25 to Dave Chappelle.
Oh, that'd be insane.
So then you subscribe to Guzzo.com and you have fucking Blondie and Chappelle.
Yeah, but it's buffering for a while.
And the Chappelle special is that one he did after George Floyd died.
Yeah.
You're like, I saw this for free on Netflix, on YouTube.
Yeah, it's depressing.
Guzzo is worth $2 million. And Chappelle made $20 million per special.
That is fucking pathetic. That he's worth $2 million and he's a dragon?
Yo, Mike, if these deals go through, you're going to be able to buy and sell them a few times.
God damn it. Fuck. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
I'm the Guzzo.
I'm the Guzzo of podcasting.
This is almost, you know what's weird? This is almost like, so you know the WWE, when Vince McMahon bought WCW, they had destroyed WCW so much that in order to buy it, the rights to the entire back catalog, all the videotapes, the wrestlers, contracts, all that, it was around $2 million. It was peanuts for Vince McMahon. Shit. When he bought it, it wasn't like, all right, I'm spending $100 million or $10 million. $2 million for everything. And Eric Bischoff had tried. He got the conglomerates together to buy it, and they didn't want to give it to him, so they gave it to McMahon. But it only cost him $2 million to get the rights to everything.
Fuck, eh?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
And Vince was worth, like, way more.
He was worth $3 million.
Well, we're laughing at the $2 million. I think it's still amazing if you're in Quebec and you made, if you created, like, a theater, like, a chain outside of the normal and you made that much money, it's amazing. But it's just the Dragon's Den people, they pretend like they're Bezos.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, a movie star could make more than that in a movie.
Yeah.
So why are you pretending, like, oh, this business idea isn't that good or whatever, like...
Yeah, this guy's a business genius, and fucking Conan makes more than that in a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the seventh most popular talk show host makes more than a dragon.
It might be a lie. If he's smart, he's hiding his wealth.
He's definitely worth more than $2 million.
Yeah.
Because you Googled net worth for...
For Guzzo, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think, you know what I think? I think he's smarter than he lets on. Yeah. I think maybe his wealth is somewhere else. He's like, this is what I'm worth now. I don't, or maybe it's all in his company. And he doesn't, because he's not that dumb.
He must own a lot of the buildings too.
Yeah, exactly.
And just like one building is worth more than $2 million.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's just the way things are set up in his account.
And plus all of those on YouTube, the internet for net worth.
They're always wrong.
It's people who just go, okay, I think he's worth this. Like I checked the other day for Guy Lepage, you know, the Quebec talk show host. And I think his net worth was like $4 million, and he fucking sold his TV show in like 40 countries, And he's been he's had the top rated show on TV for 10, 12 years. So he probably makes $1 million a year with that. So he's got to be worth more than $4 million.
Yeah. One time they wrote, I think my net worth was $400. And I had to correct them. I said, I don't have $400.
Hold on. I think Guido Grasso even had that he was worth like $4 million on a website.
Really? Well, yeah, but that's Grasso's him. Technique.
He wrote that.
Yeah. Do you remember one time we had caught him? He was on those websites for rich guys to meet rich girls.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But honestly, we already discussed this. It was a two-drink minimum bit. But all those women, they're at fault.
They're dumb.
If the
fuck,
millionaire that came to pick you up picks you up in his Toyota van and he's Ubering, he's driving an Uber, you got to ask questions. And she's like, why? I do this on the side. I do this on the side because I'm so rich. I like to talk to regular people.
Yeah. I know how to stay humble. It grounds me.
And she's like, oh my God, that's so hot.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you're going to see the apartment that I have. Also very humble, very high. I keep in the city just to keep me grounded. The rats are there on purpose. It's a psychological thing.
When he lived in New York, did he have roommates?
No, I lived in Jersey.
In Jersey.
I think he had roommates, yeah.
Okay.
I think, I don't know, I've... Yeah, he had roommates, I think.
Because for a while, things were going good, right? He had a studio, him and Massimo.
The pandemic fucked them over like everyone else.
Yeah. He's a real victim of the pandemic.
Yeah, there's a lot. Like him, he got fucked over because him and Mass had the place.
Yeah.
But then when the borders closed, you can't keep... So now you're paying rent for a studio you can't even go to. It was just crazy. It was crazy. So that's what fucked them.
Fuck, yeah. I was thinking about that this year because remember like last year, the year before, I was saying we should rent something in LA and go down and do shows.
Yeah.
But if we would have done that, it would have cost us like 12 G's a year
for nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we made it out good. I think, you know, obviously we got hit hard. I ate a huge dick through the pandemic, but now we're coming out of it and all the groundwork we put in is slowly, slowly starting to pay off.
Yeah.
I just miss, you know what I was thinking before we started? I miss the two drink minimum. I love the studio, but I miss doing two drink minimum at the Bordel two drink minimum studio. But I don't think we're ever going to do it there again because even all the equipment, fucking, it seems like it was stolen. Everybody took their, like.
Yeah. I'm gonna text my partner at the Bordel this week to get him to put everything back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was thinking about that because I've gotten a bunch of offers for people rent. People that want to do the studio version of Suzekut. And at first I was telling Michelle, I was going, I don't want to do it right away. But now I feel like doing it. So, but I don't have a studio anymore. I do, but I don't have fucking cameras.
Oh, you can always come here if you want.
Yeah, but it's since I already have a studio, I'll do it there.
Yeah, you know, you should. I love that studio.
Yeah.
And you had put real money in that bitch.
Yeah, we put a lot of money. And we did it exactly the wrong way for COVID. We're like, let's make it a fucking tiny room that everyone's fucking, you can feel the other person's breath on your face.
I remember, the last episode we did in there was the one with Akash Singh.
Yeah.
I remember that day, bro.
Yeah, that was, everyone in the city was panicking. I was calling David Acker at the Nest to see what's going to happen because he was headlining.
Yeah, he did the Friday show, but not the Saturday show.
Yeah, and Saturday he was with us in the afternoon of the show. And then I'm like, yo, David says just go collect your money and go to New York.
And we told him, we were like, you should get on a plane now because they might close the border.
And then we were right. They started fucking shutting shit down,
Imagine how much it would have sucked for him if he was stuck in Montreal for like a year and a half, and then he sees Schultz in Miami.
We're doing it without you, brother.
No, but I mean, hold on. They would have still let him back into
the country. It's just a joke.
Oh, okay.
Hyperbole for humor, sir.
Ah, yes.
Thank you, literal Poseidon.
You're welcome.
I wonder how many... I think I'm going to subscribe to the Guzzo thing, though.
Out of curiosity?
Like, I wonder how many subscribers he has. He probably has more than two, because, you know, he probably has family or friends, or even...
Less than 20.
His webmaster, he definitely has... I wonder if he has 10. He probably has in the high one numbers.
Do you think someone maybe honestly believed, oh, I can watch all the movies that are in the theater here? Because old people don't understand the internet.
Yeah. I don't know. And you're going to see it after the show. He just took a template from just from the internet. Like if you Googled, I want to be Netflix.
That's what they'd give you?
That's what they
give you. So it doesn't even look prestigious.
It doesn't look like a real website.
It does look very similar. Like the categories, it's spread out like Netflix, everything.
Okay, but does it flow nicely? Because when Vimeo was negotiating with me so I could start,
Oh, it's not network, Vimeo quality.
Oh, it was nicer quality.
No, yeah.
Oh, this is shit, eh?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just pay the money and go to Vimeo?
Yeah. Oh, he probably ran out.
I don't know, but I mean...
he bought the rights for Bigfoot. He was like, I could afford to be on Vimeo, but I got Bigfoot to buy.
But basically, as the welcome, it looks almost exactly like Netflix. It's black background.
I like that.
And then it goes featured, coming soon, action, adventure, comedy, and then it has.
So that's amazing. That's all you need. Yeah. It's just that he doesn't have the movies to go with it.
Yeah, basically.
That's like a YouTube channel with no videos on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
It's kind of the same concept. Yeah. I wonder. I think I want to go back to the theaters. But is anything playing at the movie? Like, if I want to support Guzzo, can I go to the movie theater? Is anything playing? Let's see. Because I remember he was going to sue Netflix. He got it. He was super angry.
Yeah. I understand them, though. Like, he was really angry at the government. He was right to be angry at the government. Because the government said, we're opening up movie theaters, but they're not allowed selling food or drinks. But that's
how he makes his money.
Way that they make money. Because 100% of the ticket sales go to the producer or distributor or whoever.
They've been open since May 28th.
What are they showing?
Let's take a look. Films.
Batman and Robin.
Why is it in French? Oh, F9.
Oh, but nobody wants to watch that shit.
Because we're family. What is F9?
Fast and Furious.
Hold on. Why is it in French, bro?
Who cares? You speak French.
The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Oh, okay. I've never watched that, but I feel like I want to. I like Ryan Reynolds.
The first one was nice. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah,
it was very funny.
The first one was good.
And Sam Jackson's in it, no?
Yeah.
I love both those guys. Yeah.
Salma Hayek was in the first
one. I like Salma Hayek. These are good movies.
Is she in the second one?
Spirit Untamed, The Conjuring 3. I think she is, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, Spirit Untamed, The Conjuring 3? What the fuck is that?
Seems like your name.
Oh, Spirit Untamed is that horse movie. Remember Spirit, the movie, the cartoon?
Okay, yeah, so you did name two movies.
Yes, I did.
Okay,
Oh, okay, because it sounded like one movie, Spirit Untamed, The Conjuring 3.
Oh, sorry.
I thought it was like a horse demon. Yeah. And
no,
I had.
No, sorry about that.
Wait, The Conjuring is the new one. I saw it, but it's on streaming services.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I watched it a few weeks ago.
But I guess you could go to the movie theater.
I watched it a few weeks ago. And again, I thought of the people
Hayek is in the second one also.
I thought of the people that were telling me about Remember the Exorcist. It was the same thing when I was watching it. I go, because it was based again on true events. And that case, I think they let the guy out after a while. It's like, dude, if you can murder people and then say, oh, I was possessed during it, and then you get away with it.
That's the best.
That's fucking insane. Defense.
A Quiet Place Part 2.
You know what sucks about all those movies is if you pay, you can get them on Disney Plus, on whatever, Apple TV.
Disney Plus is a lot of stuff, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give him that. Disney Plus for the quality of stuff. Like, I've been watching the new Loki series. Two episodes in, I like it.
Yeah? It's good.
I mean, it is what it is. It's a fucking Marvel show, bro. This is, remember, when I say it's good, it's not, you're not going to get the same feeling as if we watch Pulp Fiction. I'm saying it's fun. If you like comic books,
it's good for what it is.
It's good for what it is. You have your 40 minutes there, you spent it, you get entertained. Like, oh, that's interesting. Like, you get entertained. Not, wow, this is an innovation in cinema. It's just you can have fun. But that's all I mean. Like, the quality films, they don't have a lot of them, but they have weird sections too on Disney Plus. They have like action movies, some horror movies, because it's everything they own. They own all kinds of shit. They own Fox now. So they're always adding more and more movies to their lineup. They have a lot on Disney Plus. That's true.
I never think of going. Like, I subscribed in December, and I think I've been twice.
I use my buddy's account.
Yeah. I fucking paid for one, but I don't even use it.
In Park X, I think we have three Netflix accounts that everybody shares. One of them is mine. Yeah.
Crave has a very nice selection.
he always raves about Crave because that's what he signed up to.
Yeah. Well, I have Crave, Amazon Prime, and Netflix.
Oh, Prime is a good deal.
Amazon Prime.
Prime is good too.
Prime is a good deal because you get it free anyway with...
The only thing I hate about Prime is you're like, oh shit, that looks good. Fuck, I have to buy it.
Another channel. I hate that shit.
That's annoying.
I hadn't been on Prime in years, months, or probably days. But... I went on, and then there was that movie, the guy from Better Call Saul.
Nobody. I watched it.
The fucking trailer looked amazing. I was like, yes, I'm watching this. And then they wouldn't even rent it. I would have actually paid to rent it, but it was I had to pay $24.99.
I complained about it.
Go fuck yourself. So then I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to watch it for free. And then I ended up,
not watching it. You got lazy.
Yeah.
Well, you want to laugh? Right now it's $4.99.
What?
On Crave?
Yep. On Amazon Prime.
Fuck you.
Oh, fuck. It went down yesterday. Those motherfuckers.
It says, hold on. Well, oh, no, never mind. Sorry. My bad. It says from $4.99.
Oh, okay. Wait, what do you mean from $4.99?
So basically, if you want to rent, it starts from $4.99.
Do they check how
much? Wait, what do you mean it starts from $4.99? So just rent it for $4.99?
Yeah. They might check how much, maybe they heard about.
Maybe if I got to watch the first 10 minutes for $5. I don't understand.
It's weird. Why would
Maybe it's not for that specific movie. Maybe they mean in general.
No. I'm literally on the, but I'm on the movie thing on Google. And it says on Google, it says from $4.99.
So okay, on Google. So on Amazon Prime, it's $24.99. And maybe like,
no, but it says like
iTunes, it's only $4.99.
Because you know when you like Google a movie and then it gives you the thing on the right?
Yeah.
It says Amazon Prime Video $4.99 from $4.99.
Oh, you don't mean Google Video. You mean Google as in the webpage Google.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's why.
And then Amazon Prime Video says from $4.99. Google Play Movies and TV $6.99. And then YouTube $24.99.
Maybe it's Amazon Prime US. It's $4.99. And here in Canada, with the exchange rate, they fucking fuck us up the ass. $25.
I think it's completely. I think they're just. They don't know what they're writing. I think it's still $24.99.
Yeah.
You won't find it for cheaper. Anywho.
How was it? Was it good? Sorry.
I liked it.
I was cutting you off.
Yeah. I was only cutting the episode short because you want to go watch the hockey game.
No, yeah.
But I could give a fuck. But I liked the movie. It was John Wick.
Okay.
It's just.
It's with the everyman.
It's John Wick with an everyman. And it's exactly what you think. It's a lot of fun, a lot of violence.
Okay.
A lot of retribution.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, me too. So I was having fun. I was like, yeah.
Okay.
Shoot him. Kill him. It's very anti-Russian.
Okay.
As is the world in general. Do you see the Russians at the Euro? Fuck, I don't know what the hell happened to Russia. They suck dicks. It's like they don't know how to play soccer. They got eliminated yesterday because the one player passed it in front of his net. He turned around, gave it to the other player of their team in front of their goalie, and he scored. Yeah. And the announcer was like, what is he doing? What is he doing? What kind of a pass is that? Yeah.
So they don't give a fuck, basically.
Yeah, they're not going to make it. When they go back to Moscow, Vladimir Putin's going to find, a reason to use them as an example. They had a horrible campaign. Them and the Turks, same thing. The Turks were playing well before, and then they went to the tournament and fucking ate dicks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell. I guess mentally, maybe sometimes they're just not into it, or, you get a negative guy on the team, and then everyone gets negative and they don't play hard. Something like that must have happened, because these teams are good. I've watched them play, and then the tournament starts, and they're garbage. Yeah. Well, that's all we have for you this week. Remember, if you want to watch us live, we're back. There's a lot of shows. Keep following me on social media. You can see the stuff I'm doing. If you go to mikeward.ca, Mike Ward Noir is currently on tour. I was with him in Brossard on Saturday, and it was two very, very good shows. Mike actually is doing more than an hour on stage, for the record. Sometimes an hour and a half. He's going crazy out there. He's very Chappelle-esque. It's a fun show. If you speak French, the show to watch right now in stand-up is Mike Ward Noir. Go to mikeward.ca for tickets. If they're sold out, which most likely they will be, new dates I keep seeing are added a lot.
Yeah. So, and for people in France, when I'm going to tour in France, this show is called Sex Show.
Yeah. It's called,
It's called Mike Sexy Black Dudes.
Yeah. Mike Ward Sexy Black.
Black Sex.
Yeah. Black Mike sex. Ward Black Sex. That's it. Yeah. Mike Ward Black Sex in France. Patreon.com/Suzekut for Mike Ward Suzekut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, getting bigger by the week. If you speak French, there's no reason why you shouldn't be subscribed to Mike Ward Suzekut. You get all the lives. You get the entire back catalog if you go to patreon.com/Suzekut. And also, that's the best place to buy tickets for the live shows. Tickets normally sell out within a minute, and they go to the patrons first. For my stuff, patreon.com/Pantelis. Sign up to the nation. You get to win t-shirts. Currently, I'm talking with someone. We might have a distributor for t-shirts. We'll even use it for two drinks. We'll have our own thing there, and we don't have to worry about anything. And they'll sell them, and they're out of Montreal.
Oh, very
so we
cool.
get to check out the quality first, and he seems like a really nice guy. He does rock bands, and he's interested. So we'll do two drink minimum, Pantel spot, whatever the hell we want from there. It makes our lives way, way easier. And people keep messaging me to buy shirts, and I keep saying we don't sell shirts. We, you know, we buy them and we give them out. We don't sell, but now this will be an option. For Poseidon, head over to twitch.tv/theposeidon69. He's back at it, gaming with his friends. He's constantly facing children. He almost beat them 2 days ago, and then the children came back at the end and beat him, and he was frustrated about it, and he's been talking about it for 3 days.
That's because I was too busy banging their moms.
Yeah, that's what he told them. So check him out, theposeidon69, on social media, Instagram and Twitter, panthalscomedy.com. Thank you guys for checking us out. Tell your friends about it, but more importantly, go fuck yourselves.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.